Chapter 10. Breakfast Truce. He crept downstairs. The house was still asleep. He decided to cook breakfast for himself and his cowboy and Indian. He was quite a good cook, but he'd mostly done sweet stuff before. However, any fool, he felt sure, could fry an egg. The steaks were out of the question, but beans were no problem. Omri put the frying pan over the gas and margarine in the pan. The fat began to smoke. Omri broke an egg into it, or tried to, but the shell, instead of coming cleanly apart, crumpled up somehow in his hand and landed in the hot fat mixed up with the egg. Not as easy as he'd thought. Leaving the mess to cook, shell and all, he got a tin of beans out of the cupboard and opened it without trouble. Then he got a saucepan and began pouring the beans in. Some of them got into the egg pan somehow and seemed to explode. The egg was beginning to curl and the pan was still smoking. Alarmed, he turned off the gas. The centre of the egg still wasn't cooked and the beans in the pan were stone cold, but the smell in the kitchen was beginning to worry him. He didn't want his mother coming down. He tipped the whole lot into a bowl, hacked a lopsided slice off the loaf and tiptoed up the stairs again. Little Bull was standing outside his longhouse with hands on hips, waiting for him.
"You bring food?"
he asked in his usual bossy way.
"Yes."
"First, Little Bull want ride."
"First, you must eat while it's hot. I've been to a lot of trouble to cook it for you," Omri said, sounding just like his mother. Little Bull didn't know how to take this, so he burst into a rather forced laugh and pointed at him scornfully.
"Omri cook! Omri woman!"
he teased, but Omri wasn't bothered. "All the best cooks are men," he retorted. "Come on, you're going to eat with Boone." Little Bull's laughter died instantly.
"Who, Boone?"
"You know who he is. The cowboy." The Indian's hands came off his hips and one of them went for his knife. "Oh, knock it off, Little Bull. Have a truce for breakfast, otherwise you won't get any." Leaving him with that thought to chew over, Omri crossed to the crate, in which Boone was grooming his white horse with a wisp of cloth he'd found clinging to a splinter. He'd taken off the little saddle, but the bridle was still on. "Boone, I've brought something to eat," said Omri.
"Yup, I thought I smelt something good," said Boone. "Let's get to it."
Omri put his hand down. "Climb on."
"Oh, shucks, where am I going? Why can't I eat in my box where it's safe?" whined Boone.
But he climbed up into Omri's palm and sat grumpily with his back against his middle finger.
"You're going to eat with the Indian," said Omri.
Boone leapt up so suddenly he nearly fell off and had to grab hold of a thumb to steady himself.
"Hell no, I ain't," he yelled. "You just put me down, son, you hear? I ain't sharing my victuals with no lousy scalp-snaffling Injun, and that's my last word."
It was, as it happened, his last word, before being set down within a few centimetres of his enemy on the seed tray. They both bent their legs into crouches, as if uncertain whether to leap at each other's throats or turn and flee. Omri hurriedly spooned up some egg and beans and held it between them.
"Smell that," he ordered them. "Now you eat together or you don't get any at all, so make up your minds to it. You can start fighting again afterwards if you must."
He took a bit of clean paper and laid it, like a tablecloth, under the spoon. Then he broke off some crumbs of bread crust and pushed a little into each of their hands. Still with their eyes fixed on each other's faces, Indian and cowboy sidled towards the big steaming bowl of food from opposite sides. Little Bull, after hesitating, was first to shoot his arm out and dip the bread into the egg. The sudden movement startled Boone so much he let out a yell and tried to run, but Omri's hand was blocking the way.
"Don't be silly, Boone," he said firmly. "I ain't being silly. Them Injuns ain't just ornery and savage. Them's dirty. And I ain't eating from the same bowl as no—"
"Boone," said Omri quietly, "Little Bull is no dirtier than you. You should see your own face."
"Is that my fault? What kind of hallucination are you, anyways, telling me I'm dirty when you didn't bring me no washing water?"
This was a fair complaint, but Omri wasn't about to lose the argument on a side issue. "You can have some after breakfast, but if you don't agree to eat with my Indian, I'm going to tell him your nickname." The cowboy's face fell.
"Now that ain't fair. That plum ain't no ways fair," he muttered.
But hunger was getting the better of him anyway, so, grumbling and swearing under his breath, he turned back and marched to his side of the spoon. By this time Little Bull was seated cross-legged on the piece of paper, a hunk of bean in one hand and a mess of egg in the other, eating heartily. Seeing this, Boone lost no time in tucking in, eyeing the Indian, who ignored him.
"Where's my coffee?"
he complained after he'd eaten a few bites.
I can't start the day till I've had my jug of coffee.
Omri had completely forgotten about coffee, but he was beginning to be pretty well fed up by being bossed around by ungrateful little men. So he settled down to eat the remains of the food and simply said, Well, you'll have to start this day without any. Little Bull finished his breakfast and stood up.
Now we fight, he announced, and reached for his knife.
Omri expected Boone to leap up and run, but he didn't. He just sat there munching bread and beans.
I ain't finished yet, he said. Ain't gonna fight till I'm plumb full of victuals, so you can just sit down and wait, Redskin.
Omri laughed. Good for you, Boone. Take it easy, Little Bull. Don't forget your promise. Little Bull scowled, but he sat down again. Boone ate and ate. It was hard not to suspect after a while that he was eating as much and as slowly as possible to put off the moment when he would have to fight. At last, very reluctantly, he scraped the last bit of egg from the spoon, wiped his hands on the side of his trousers, and stood up. Little Bull was on his feet instantly. Omri stood ready to part them.
Look a here, Injun, said Boone. If we're a-gonna fight, we're a-gonna fight fair. Probably ain't even a word for fair in your language, but I'm here to tell you. With me, it's fight fair or don't fight at all. Little Bull fight fair. Kill fair. Scalp fair. You ain't gonna scalp nobody. Lessen you take it off with your teeth.
For answer, Little Bull raised his knife, which flashed in the morning light. Omri, his hands on his knees, waited.
Yeah, I see it, but you ain't gonna have it much longer. And why ain't you? 'Cause I ain't got one. I only got my gun, and my gun's run plumb out of bullets. What I got, and all I got, is my fists. Oh, and one other thing. I got my hallucination here.
He waved a hand at Omri without taking his eyes off Little Bull for a second.
And I know he don't want to see this here purty red scalp of mine hanging from no stinkin' redskin's belt. So if I fight, it's gonna be fist to fist, face to face, man to man, Injun. D'ye hear me? No weapons. Just us two. And let's see if a white man can't lick a red man in a fair fight. Lesson, maybe jest. Maybe you ain't red at all, but yellow.
And Boone stepped round the bowl of the spoon, threw his empty gun on the ground, and put up his fists like a boxer. Little Bull was nonplussed. He lowered his knife and stared at Boone. Whether he had completely understood the cowboy's strange speech was doubtful, but he couldn't mistake the gesture of throwing the gun away. As Boone began to dance round him, fists up, making little mock jabs towards his face, Little Bull was getting madder and madder. He made a sudden swipe at him with his knife. Boone jumped back.
Oh, you naughty Injun! I see I'll have to set my hallucination onto you!
But Omri didn't have to do anything. Little Bull had got the message. Throwing down the knife in a fury, he hurled himself onto Boone. What followed was not a fist fight or a wrestling match or anything so well organized. It was just an all-in, no-holds-barred, two-man war. They rolled on the ground, pummeling, kicking and butting with their heads. At one point, Omri thought he saw Boone trying to bite. Maybe he succeeded, because Little Bull suddenly let him go, and Boone rolled away, swift as a barrel down a slope, and onto his legs, and then, with a spring like a bow-legged panther, onto the Indian again, feet first. Little Bull let out a noise like, "Oof!" caught Boone by both ankles and heaved him off. Little Bull picked up a clod of compost and flung it after him, catching it full in the face. Then Little Bull got up and ran at him, holding both fists together and swinging them as he had swung the battle axe. They caught the cowboy a heavy whack on the ear, which sent him flying to one side. But as he flew, he caught Little Bull a blow on the chest with one boot. That left them both on the ground. The next moment, each of the men found himself pinned down by a giant finger.
All right, boys, that's enough, said Omri in his father's firm, end-of-the-fight voice. It's a draw. Now you must get cleaned up for school.